Hello everyone, how are you guys doing? It's been about a year. Sorry. Got a lot to catch you guys up on. I hope you're all doing well. Both of my kids are doing well. My son's in college and Aaliyah's doing so well in school. I mean, just complete. I wish she had that teacher way before. But just to remind you, Aaliyah, our daughter, has autism and nonverbal. So basically, I have to be her voice and, you know, take that very serious. But I also want to include that I'm going to be starting doing more podcasts with better quality, actually the mic instead of my phone, like I always have, oversharing. Yeah, it's been the worst year of my life. I turned 42 in August, and this is different. But it's so much. It's like I've never cried so much ever, like I have this year, or in a year from last September. Recently I've been healing, so that's good. But let's talk about it. I'm back. If you guys take the time to listen, cool, but I'm just gonna put it as me personally sharing the journey that I have with my daughter that's special needs. So I hope you guys are, like I said, well. You know, we're not over the pandemic yet, and I would recommend, well, so many things, but to try to get your flu shot now before the winter, just so you don't get a cold and then think it's COVID, unfortunately. I have a lot of information about COVID. A lot of things that I want to say, but I want to cut them in different episodes because they're so life-changing. So let's start with last September 2021. My father-in-law passed away, and I took it really hard. I mean, he fell asleep in his sleep, you know, he didn't have to have work done, meaning break ribs, do CPR. He just passed away, 74 years old. I've known him for 24 years, and just a month prior to that, because our birthdays were the same, 2 days apart. His was August 14th, and mine was August 16th, or is. And he told me for the first time on my birthday that he wanted me to know that he considered me a daughter. And I told him, no, you don't have to say that, you know, no, don't feel the pressure. And that's the first time I ever seen him upset with me. He grabbed like my wrist and, you know, and said, no, listen, you're like another daughter to me. I care about you a lot. And one other memory that I had on Mother's Day last year. He called for Mother's Day, and he said, you know, happy, in Spanish, happy Mother's Day, and, I care for you, or, you know, he said, te quiero. So, That was so sweet. But when he passed away, the next month in September 23rd, God, I've never felt so much pain. I mean, while we were doing the whole funeral and all the steps, you know, I try to keep it together, because I'm more of a nurturing person, you know. I was trying to be there for my husband, and I was trying to be there for my son. Oh my God, and my daughter, hopefully. I mean, we kept her with all the functions, even though we were asked if she could. Was she gonna be able to go? So, well, how would we explain? Oh, Grandpa's not here anymore. So she saw the bar. She gently touched his hand, and for a few months straight, like just a couple of months straight, maybe three, that sometimes she would look up at the ceiling and start laughing, and then sometimes she would just walk in, or she would just start crying. And point at the picture that we have of him. And now I have actually a portrait on my arm of his face. And they did the guy did a really good job. Wonderful. It looks just like him. And that helped me heal a little bit. And just to update, I told my husband that, you know, my birthdays are never going to be the same, right? And he said, yeah. So I don't know why, but in Mother's Day of this year, he gave me a ring, and he asked me if we could renew our vows on his father's birthday. And I thought that was so sweet. So of course I said yes. Okay. So, the first time we got married, I was wearing $20 Ross clothes, and my husband, I think it looked like a Hawaiian shirt. I don't know why, but yeah. And so we did get married, and we've been together 24 years, 22 married, but on his birthday, we renewed our vows, and on his birthday, so in front of the priest, we were in black, because we did it at 8 a.m., so we couldn't make it to the service and be with my mother-in-law for his birthday. The house just doesn't feel the same. Just, it's so quiet. Their house, you know? And a lot of things remind me. So, we did renew our vows this August 14th. Like I said, 8 a.m. in black clothes. And then on the 16th, for my birthday, we did another take, I guess you could say. But this time, he was in a suit, I was in a beautiful gown. And our background was a lake. Well, we were in a lake, but it was beautiful. So that helped. I think his intentions were that I don't take it so hard. And then for my birthday, we, you know, did a whole little, I mean, nobody showed up but his mom, which I'm still hurt that my mom, she knew since May that we were going to do that, and she didn't show up. She would ask me, like, weeks before, when am I invited, or when's the day, and I told her all the information, and that morning for my birthday, she text me happy birthday, and I replied to say thank you. Around what time do you think you're gonna get here? And she didn't reply, so I guess I did it in a bad, in a, out of being so hurt, I think I did it on purpose, because she, instead of texting me, she goes to my Facebook, sees what's going on, updates. So I did not upload any of the pictures we took at all, because she needed to answer me back first, right? That happened for 4 months. She didn't, like, well, it's a whole nother story. When my father-in-law passed away, she didn't ask how I was doing it, and for 4 months. And I even texted her 4 different times, like, I really need you, and I really need you to check up on me. I feel I'm getting depressed. I definitely wasn't, I was depressed, because I've never felt like I couldn't, I didn't want to get out of bed. I felt like, we're just, what's the point of anything? You know, we're gonna end up getting, we're gonna die anyway, blah, blah. I had a whole spiel of, obviously it was mourning, it was different. Everybody mourns differently, but yeah, that, definitely, I called out for help from her, and, well, I'm not surprised she didn't show up to my own wedding. Well, it's alright. It was just the four of us, so my daughter, my son, myself, and my husband, and the only one that showed up was his mother. So I'm always going to be grateful, but definitely, I wish my father-in-law was there, and I don't know. So that's how it first started last September. And for 4 months, I was just hurt. I was grateful that he passed away just in his sleep, and he wasn't sick. You know, he had a knee replacement earlier that year, but it was his second time. But, yeah, we lost a really good man figure, grandpa figure, completely. He'll always be in my heart, my prayers, and I'm always going to check up on my mother-in-law for you this year for her birthday. I gave her a ring with a heart, and I told her, I got you this. I think, you know, Grandpa would have liked you to have this, you know, something to remember him by. Hello, you know, just, that's what I gifted her. For 4 months straight, I text her every single day, good morning and good night and all that. But, the one that right away, you know, accepted me, liked me, got to know me, was my father-in-law. Which, maybe it's with every mother-in-law, it's a little bit harder to make a connection. But anyways, I really don't have that problem. I'm just saying, It was a great loss for so many. He had a total of 7 children, and 21 grandchildren. And every day he found the time to check on everybody. I would get a call every day. I even bought an iPhone because he got gifted an iPhone, so he wanted to FaceTime me. I'm like, okay, so I bought an iPhone, and when he passed away, no calls. It was weird. And then I let that phone go, because not like I let it, like, threw it away or anything, but I just didn't look at it, and until my phone went dead, I was like, okay. But every day he would call everybody and just check on us, and just Now nobody checks on us. I didn't realize he was the only person that checked on us. You know, just, how are you guys doing? But, I mean, I can tell you that after he retired, I think 65, he got to spend more time with us, with them with us, and he really got, like, to know Aaliyah. And he was like, she knows what's going on every second. It's just that she doesn't speak. And he's like, I don't know, they had like such a special bond. The only thing I've ever wanted for my kids, my husband, to have a nice relationship with his with his relatives. But most important for me, I would do like snaps when we would go over. Well, I take snaps of my daughter all the time, but and I don't know, it's just they had such a pretty he was patient, like with all his, like, treated her like everybody else, basically. But he was such a kind person. We had our house built, and he came, like, he couldn't visual everything, you know, when it's just a bunch of sticks. But we also got a house with they call it an in-law suite. It has one bedroom, a room to put a stacked up laundry, a full bathroom, a full living room, and a sink. And it just doesn't have an actual stove, but it has a microwave. And they would come and stay there, and you know, they had, and I even gave him, this is another thing, okay, don't get emotional, this is my platform to share. When we got our keys, I told my husband, I want to give your dad one of the keys, but I'll make a copy of one of the keys for us, but I want to give him an original key that we got from the actual, you know, the people that built the house. And I gave that to him, and he just said, whenever you come, you know, this is your house, come on in. They always waited in the door and ring the doorbell, but it made him proud of, you know, his son, you know, building a, it was our second house actually that got built, but that was in another city. But yeah, I mean, I hope it gets better with time, right? Anybody? I know, I don't think I would ever forget. And I'm scared to forget something. And God, I have so many stories that I would share. But I appreciate you guys' time that you took. And I will be back on Monday and tell you the next reason why I was really hurt this year. It totally worst year of my life. And with that, I leave you to enjoy your day. Enjoy, just have positive, happy vibes always, and catch you till next time. Good night.